Why did our blessed Lord Jesus ascend into heaven? I think two words get to the heart of it. Not enough. You see, there are many ways that we relate to God. First of all, as creation. We are creatures, He is our creator, and so that relationship is there. He holds us in existence with an unceasing act of love. The moment that He willed otherwise, we would cease to exist. But that relationship's not enough. You know what would even be a closer relationship? Would be master and slave. Justice would demand that. That He be the master who's giving us life. And so we should serve Him. But that too was not enough. And so He invited us to be His friends. He said, I want to relate with you on a level of love, to where you share your life with me in prayer, and I can help you through that life. But even that is not enough. So He calls Himself our Father, and so truly He is. He adopts us as His own sons and daughters. He makes us part of His family, but even that for Him is not enough. Because to be close to us is not enough for God. He wants to be one with us. We could be tempted to envy the apostles who got to walk with Him, talk with Him, watch Him perform His miracles, but that was not the greatest closeness. No, a greater closeness was later when He sent forth His Spirit to dwell in those apostles. Because for God, who is a lover, it's not enough to just be close. He wants to be one with us. So He ascended into heaven so that we couldn't settle for just being close to Him, maybe admiring Him, imitating Him. No, He wants us to be one with Him. And so He ascended into heaven, so that He could send forth His Spirit, and we could not just ask Him to help us with our lives, but to fill us with His life, that life that He gives as the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. So traditionally, this period between Ascension and Pentecost is the time that the church renews her prayers to God to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to renew us in every nook and cranny of our lives. And that's what I pray that all of us will spend this week doing. Every single day to say to the Lord, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit. Teach me how to live. In fact, better yet, live Your life within me. God ascended into heaven because close was not enough. He wanted to be one with us. But the other way that it was not enough is that for us, this world is not enough. Christ had to ascend to heaven to show us that our destiny isn't here. Even if we had an eternity on this earth, it would soon turn from heaven to hell. We might think death is the worst thing. No, death is the remedy. An eternity on this earth, that wouldn't be perfection. We were made for more. If we had all the riches that this world holds, if we had everything that we desired in this life, we would still not be satisfied. If we could just snap our fingers and coronavirus is gone, we're done with the dumb mask, we get to treat each other as human beings again, we still wouldn't be perfectly content and happy. If we had all the riches that we desired, every single thing, there'd always be something new coming up. We would still desire more. If all the world admired us and held us in great esteem, even then, we might look at ourselves in the mirror and not admire the person we see. This life is not enough. So our Lord ascended into heaven to show us that that's the life for which we were made. So we spend this week in hope for that eternal life, realizing everything here, great as it may be, is not enough. Being close to the Lord is not enough. And we pray that He may fill us with His very life, His very Spirit, and that that Spirit may lead us to that place where finally our hearts can be satisfied.